frightfully well up in the personnel of the political world. I particularly wish you to make a good impression on Mr. Filmer.
Righto.
Oh, don't speak in that casual way, as if you supposed that it was perfectly natural that you would make a good impression upon him. Mr. Filmer is a serious-minded man, of high character and purpose, and you are just the type of vapid and frivolous wastrel against which he is most likely to be prejudiced.
Hard words, of course, from one's own flesh and blood, but well in keeping with past form.
You will endeavour, therefore, while you are here, not to display yourself in the role of a vapid and frivolous wastrel. In the first place, you will give up smoking during your visit.
Oh, I say.
Mr. Filmer is president of the Anti-Tobacco League, nor will you drink alcoholic stimulants.
Oh, dash it.
And you will kindly exclude from your conversation all that is suggestive of the bar, the billiard room, and the stage door. Mr. Filmer will judge you largely by your conversation.
I rose to a point of order. Yes, but why have I got to make an impression on this, on Mr. Filmer?
Because, said the old relative, giving me the eye, I particularly wish it.
Not perhaps a notably snappy comeback, as comebacks go, but it was enough to show me that that was more or less that, and I beetled out with an aching heart. I headed for the garden, and I'm dashed if the first person I saw wasn't Bingo Little. Bingo Little.